It's River City Folk, a production of the Nebraska Public Radio Network from Studio B in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm your host, Tom May. Join me as we visit with artists from across North America and share songs and stories from a living folk tradition.
She don't curse the storm clouds when it rains. When the sun refused to shine, she don't mind. She make everything look fine. She got moon in her eyes, crescent windows on the skies. And the rain comes down in sheets on the people in the streets. And carries all the secrets that they keep to the river where she sleeps. Comes to me when I'm dejected, leaves her soul out unprotected, tells me that the truth can make me free. She don't need what she ain't got, she reads me books by Alan Watts, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. When the sun refused to shine, she don't mind, she take thunder for a sign. She got stars in her head, supernovas in her bed, and it rains most every day, but I like it fine that way. The waters run so marvelous and deep in the river where she sleeps. Now Mary ain't inclined to drinking, still she stumbles without thinking anywhere. She gets the urge to stray. Everybody knows about her. They don't want to change or doubt her. They just grin when she comes out to play. When the sun refused to shine, she don't mind. She be moving down the line. She got bells on her toes, generations in her clothes. And she sings without a sound as the evening rolls around. And she dances as the twilight shadows creep down the river where she sleeps. Professor come to burst my bubble, says that girl is bound for trouble, serves me solace in a paper cup. But it looks a bit like Agent Orange, and when he leaves he slams the door. And just about that time she phones me up. When the sun refused to shine, she don't mind, she just ain't the worrying kind. She got dogs, she got cats, she keeps rabbits in her hats. And the people that she sees, they're all Buddhas or police. And the banks rise high and perilous and steep by the river where she sleeps. Well, one dismayed December dawn, I wake to find my Mary's gone, and no one knows when she'll come back again. And all the silent temple bells, from Styx to Glen to Hazel Dell, are mourning all the nights that might have been. When the sun refused to shine, she don't mind, she just leave this world behind. She got wheels in her smiles, she can coast along for miles. Me, I'm walking all alone, feeling soulful to the bone. Till I stop and I hang my head and weep by the river where she sleeps.
Across the United States, you're listening to River City Folk, a weekly broadcast of live performance, musical influences, and interview. I'm your host, Tom May. My guests this week from Portland, Oregon, are Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. They started us off with a wonderful song called The River When She Sleeps, and you both are truly known for the marriage of traditional sounds with contemporary images and lyrics. How did that come about, Dave? Which came first? Did you start playing traditional music first or start writing poetry first? Which was the first for yourself?
Well, I guess it all happened when I was about 6 years old. I had been taking piano lessons for a couple of years, and I wasn't really that into playing the piano, but I was really like to make up my own songs. So I decided I wanted to be a composer. But then I was called upon, it was like an assignment in school to write a poem that same year. And I wrote this like really long Christmas poem, which was really just, you know, ridiculous. But it was pretty good for a six-year-old. And I think that that was the time after I got a lot of attention for having written that poem when I was in the first grade. I decided, well, I should write poetry and write music. And so that's kind of how that came about. And really, you know, the first music that I ever really fell in love with when I was a kid was Burl Ives. And then I listened to Pete Seeger and the Kingston Trio and the Limelighters. At one time, I remember at a certain age, I had to choose in my mind between, I was also listening to a lot of Led Zeppelin, and I thought, well, which way am I going to go? Because I really like both of these kinds of music. But my first impulse as a teenager was to get into that Led Zeppelin thing. You know, they did a lot of great music, those guys. But at some point, I just remember the afternoon. It was kind of a sunny afternoon, kind of a warm afternoon, and I'd been listening to a lot of Zeppelin and stuff, and I put on this folk music record, and it was just the sweetest thing I ever heard. And I think it's one of those cases of taking the road less traveled, and I've never regretted it, because there was something there that just got to my heart in a way that all the force and bombast and glitter of the popular music didn't get to me. That said, I don't really think it's actively folk music unless it comes out of the culture of the day that you live in. I mean, of course, it's folk music if you're doing traditional music too, but the act of creating folk music, it really has to come out of what's going on in people's lives today.
Tracy Grammer, you play a number of different instruments that we're going to hear a little bit later on in the program, but you write music as well, and you are very influenced by contemporary folks as well as by great classical musicians. We're going to hear a recording now by Mary Chapin Carpenter, who I first met when she was running an open mic in Washington, D.C. many, many, many years ago. What is it about this particular song, Tracy, Hallie Came to Jackson, that you still enjoy so much?
Well, there's a couple of reasons that I chose this song. One, I just think it's a great story, you know, a song about Hallie's Comet coming back, and just that, you know, that it comes back over a couple of generations and a family gets to see it. But what I really love about it and about this whole recording of hers is kind of the shimmering arrangement. And as a violin player, you know, I'm always interested to see how that works into a song without sounding like a fiddle or a classical violin, you know, something in between, something that really integrates with the story. And in this particular song, I think that the violin player just does a wonderful job of answering the lyrics and also just kind of propelling the story, playing not so much to show off his tricks, you know, or everything that he can do on the violin, but really for the song. And I think that's one of the things that I try to keep in mind when I'm accompanying Dave here.
Late one night when the wind was still, Daddy brought the baby to the windowsill to see a bit of heaven shoot across the sky. The one and only time Daddy saw it fly. It came from the east just as bright as a torch. The neighbors had a party on their porch. Daddy rocked the baby, mother said amen, when Hallie came to visit in 1910. Jackson was a real small town, and it's not every night a comet comes around. almost 80 years since its last time through. So I bet your mother would have said amen too. As its tail stretched out like a stardust streak, the papers wrote about it every day for a week. You wondered where it's going and where it's been when Hallie came to Jackson in 1910. Daddy told the baby sleeping in his arms to dream a little dream of a comet's charms. And he made a little wish as she slept so sound. In 1986 that a wish came round. It came from the east just as bright as a torch. She saw it in the sky from her daddy's porch. Heavenly scent as it was back then, when Hallie came to Jackson in 1910. Late one night when the wind was still,
stay until tomorrow. There is no one here to save. Can you stay until tomorrow? There is no one here to save. So spoke Our Lady of Eternal Sorrow from the shelter of her cave. In a carriage of white linen, in her bed beneath the stairs, in a carriage of white linen, in her bed beneath the stairs. She took me to the Jesse House of Women and sanctified me there. I remember yellow curtains and her long hair hanging down. I remember yellow curtains and her long hair hanging down. This face that witnessed me for certain when my own could not be found. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Yodelay, yodelay. Yodelolehi, Yodelolehi. If you see my Saint Dolores, tell her love from Brother John. If you see my Saint Dolores, tell her love from Brother John. When the Judas moon breaks o'er the virgin forest, I'll be down the road and gone.
Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer on River City Folk, music that makes a difference from the Nebraska Public Radio Network, a song called Dolores. Tracy, I first met you both at the Napa Valley Music Festival a few years ago, and you had entered the emerging songwriting competition, as I know you've done at many festivals around the country, and you both are a real inspirational story, I think, for a lot of songwriters who are trying to have their songs heard and trying to make a career, because you have really gone about it not only in a way that gets your songs heard, but you've also worked on songwriting circles where you've hosted other songwriters trying to make sure that their music is heard as well.
Yeah, we started off by doing the contest circuit, I guess one might call it. We entered Kerrville New Folk and the Wildflower Performing Songwriter Contest out in Dallas, and as you mentioned, Napa. And we just came across an unbelievable number of talented, brilliant people on our travels. And as we started to tour, we recorded a CD and started to tour in support of it. And we kept seeing these same people, you know, wherever we went, all across the country. And it was like a little reunion of sorts. And we've really had a great time sort of learning about this whole family and network that exists all across the U.S., in addition to hooking up with as many DJs as possible with our first recording, via the internet, I should say, a folk musician's best friend, probably. You'd never guess it, but there's a lot of folkies online out there. We've tried to sort of bring some of these people that we've met to Portland, because we've found that not a lot of people come to Portland. Not a lot of nationally touring folks will stop here. They'll go straight up to Seattle and then maybe into Canada or down to LA or the Bay Area, but it wasn't a lot for them to do here. So we started hosting a thing we called Dave and Tracy's Writers Roundup. And really the purpose of it, not only to bring great songwriters here, but we invite songwriters from Portland to come, drop their name in a hat. You know, maybe we pull their name out and they get to play, you know, for these other folks who are here. Kind of further that networking. You know, we're lucky because we went out and traveled and did it that way, but we're also trying to bring some of it home so that people can do it right here if they don't have the opportunity to do that traveling.
Which is truly in the spirit of the music. It's what the music is about, is sharing, and not only sharing your own music, but sharing the other people's music that you happen to be lucky enough to hear along the way. Dave, you brought in another recording for us to hear by Emmy Lou singing with the country icon George Jones here. I haven't heard this song yet. It's called All Fall Down. What is it in particular about this combination of voices that you enjoy hearing so much?
Well, for my money, Emmy Lou Harris and George Jones, probably along with, I'd say, Ray Charles, are my three favorite American voices. And you've got Emmy Lou and George Jones, two of my personal idols in music, singing a song by Ron Peterson and the great Harlan Howard. You know, you just can't go wrong with something like that. I wanted to bring something by Emmy Lou because many of my very favorite songwriters I actually learned about from listening to Emmy Lou Harris records. You know, she's a wonderful writer herself, and she finds the greatest writers to interpret. I don't know, it's just a perfect song. It's a perfect match, and everything about it came out great.
Castles tall, houses small, left alone, all
George Jones and Emmylou Harris on River City Folk with a song called All Fall Down. Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer are my guests. You're listening to River City Folk from the Nebraska Public Radio Network. You both just returned from Massachusetts from recording a brand new CD, and we're about to hear the title cut from that CD, only done live in the studio here today in Portland. It's called Tanglewood Tree, and Dave, you've got a story behind this one.
Well, yeah, you know, I like to write songs about flowers. And I'm always finding vegetation and flowers like creeping into my songwriting. And so there's a lot of songs about love being like a flower of some kind or other. And I was thinking, well, where can I go with this? Because I knew that I was fated to write such a song. And I thought, well, what happens to that flower once it blooms? And I thought, well, what about my own sad and sorry life? And I thought about, well, you know, what has happened all too often in my life is that love reaches this point of wonderful flowering, but the problem is that it doesn't stay that way. It just keeps on growing, and it gets all gnarly and weird, and pretty soon you're all tangled up in it, and you can't get out. And that's kind of what Tanglewood Tree's about, and it's also kind of, oh, a little bit Krishnamurti meets the Everly Brothers kind of love song.
Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer on River City Folk with the title cut from their new CD, done live at Bungalow 9, Danny O'Hanlon's studio in Portland, Oregon today.
Love is a tanglewood tree in a bower of grain in a forest at dawn. Fair while the mockingbird sings, but she soon lifts her wings and the music is gone. Young lovers in the tall grass with their hearts open wide when the red summer poppies bloom. But love is a trackless domain and the rumor of rain in the late afternoon. Love is an old root that creeps through the meadows asleep when a long shadow's cast. Thin as a vagrant young vine, it encircles and twines and it holds the heart fast. Catches dreamers in the wildwood with the stars in their eyes and the moon in their tousled hair. But love is a light in the sky and an unspoken lie and a half-whispered prayer. I'm walking down a bone-dry river, but the cool mirage runs true. I'm banking on the fables of the far, far better things we do. And I'm living for the day, I reckon, counting down the hours. I yearn away, I burn away, I turn away the fairest flower of love. Cause darling, love is a garden of thorns and a crow in the corn. The brae growing wild,
and thistles around the edge of the
cold
dark hours.
When the summer is spent and the jade hearts meant for the faith of a child,
when nothing remains to cover her eyes.
My body has a number and my face has a name, and each day looks the same to me. But love is a voice on the wind, and the wage is a sin on a tanglewood tree.
Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer on River City Folk with their song Tanglewood Tree, music that makes a difference from the University of Nebraska, the Nebraska Public Radio Network. I'd like to say hello to all of the folks who listen to the radio every week and listen to this program on WKYU-FM out of Bowling Green, Kentucky, and its affiliates throughout the state of Kentucky. Thanks very much for tuning in to the program today. Tracy, I presume your first instrument was that beautiful fiddle that you play.
That's right, yeah.
What led you down the road from that to the guitar and to the mandolin and to the folk instruments that you play? Because I presume from the times that I have heard you play the fiddle before that you're classically trained originally.
That's right, yeah. And technically, I would say that I play the violin. My instrument is set up like a violin. It's got gut strings on it and a certain kind of bridge. But indeed, that was my first instrument. When I was real young, my dad used to play the guitar, and he would get out books of, you know, Willie Nelson and John Denver, and we would sit on the bed and I'd be turning the pages on the sheet music, and we'd sing together. And I suppose, in a way, that's my introduction to this world that I'm in now, and probably the reason that I came, you know, from classical into this is because it reminds me a little bit of my childhood. I played the violin up through through high school, put it down during college, and then towards the end of my college career, picked it back up again when I met a singer-songwriter named Curtis Coleman, who used to be with the New Christie Minstrels. And my dad introduced me to Curtis, and Curtis was playing in various venues in Modesto, California, just him and his guitar and this little stomp box that used to turn on various percussion instruments. And he would do these shows, and I can't describe the way I was drawn into this. I just thought it was such a wonderful thing. He was singing just all kinds of songs, you know, traditional up through James Taylor to his own originals. And my brother and I would go four nights a week and listen to Curtis, and that was about the time where I started elbowing my dad for his guitar, you know, hey, let me learn that thing, you know, and kind of taught myself. And then when I got into the duo with Dave, I think Dave just had a mandolin laying around, and a mandolin is a real natural progression if you play the violin and the guitar, because it's tuned like a violin, you know, and fretted like a guitar, so you can make the transition pretty easily. And that's how I happened to take that one up.
You mentioned Willie Nelson and listening to Willie Nelson's songs at your dad's knee, so to speak. So it's kind of a natural that you brought in this particular piece for us to hear. It's sung by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard and written by Townes Van Zandt, who came from your home state of Texas, Dave.
That's right.
It's their version of the Van Zandt song of Poncho and Lefty, and you've continued to enjoy this recording through all these years.
I have the very same tape that we used to listen to when my family used to drive 5 hours out to Nevada every weekend in the summer to go vacation at a tiny place called Cottonwood Cove along the Colorado River. And we had various musics that we would bring, but we always had this Willie and Merle tape. And, you know, whenever Poncho and Lefty came on, I'm sure my parents got so sick of it, but I would say, play it again, play it again. I just love the story. You know, you can really, it's just an amazing story. And the way they perform it, it's just really beautiful to me.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to, but dust the poncho a bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. All the Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, but save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old.
Me on riddles and trances, fat back channel cat, lily white lies, rock my cradle in a Jimmy Crack fancy, never knew Papa and I never asked why. Yeah, now people say Papa wouldn't know a count anyway, people say Papa was a rolling stone. Well, I turned 20 on the Waccamaw Thruway, hitching up river in the dark alone, sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town, Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge, Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Tana. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. Well, I hooked up with a carny a little out of Memphis, slaving in a sideshow, pennies in a jar, beetle-eyed jokers and Hicktown princes, rhinestone rubies and rubber cigars, razzled me a gator up in Omaha City, did me another down in New Orleans, tangled with a barker, run off with a kitty, curled the Mississippi and I got away clean, sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town, Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge, Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Tana. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. Underneath the levee in a cattail thicket, hidden in the shadow of a shady grove. There's a thatched roof rising from a poke fence picket, white smoke billows from a kettle-like stove.
Inside the house is the hall of mirrors. Inside the mirror is the temple of sin. Inside the temple is the face of mama. And mama, she know just where I've been. Yeah, my mama know exactly where her bad boy been. Sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Tent. Oh, Lord have mercy on the Crocodile Man. Lord have mercy on the Crocodile Man. Lord have mercy on the Crocodile Man. Lord have mercy on the Crocodile Man.
Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer on River City Folk with a song from their new CD, Tanglewood Tree, a song called Crocodile Man. Dave, your first album that you both made a few years ago received, in a lot of critics' top tens, the Album of the Year award, and that's paved the way for you to go on and do this new CD with Signature Sounds out of Massachusetts, and certainly a lot more people are aware of who you both are than they were just a few years ago. Has that made it easier for you as a writer, or has it put more pressure on you?
I can definitely say that I'm experiencing simultaneously both the agony and ecstasy of that. It has definitely been a confidence builder. It's really inspired me to work harder on the songs. And Tracy and I think both of us, and I as a writer, have really been kind of haunted by the worry, you know, that maybe we're just going to really blow it on our second CD. Fortunately, you know, we've gotten a few reviews for that, and everybody thinks it's as good as the other one, or maybe even better. So we're real happy that it turned out the way it did. Close as we were to the work, it was hard to tell for a while. Also, fortunately, I should say that, you know, I have a big back catalog of songs, so in case we're ever strapped for anything, we can always reach back into the song vault and find something to play. but yeah, I think both of those things are true, you know. And I can tell you that now that we're hearing great things about the new CD, about Tanglewood Tree, I'm already thinking ahead to next November or December when we record the next one, and I'm working like crazy, you know, trying to write stuff so that I can keep I always want to keep proving to myself I can still do it.
When you work out the arrangements for these songs, that's a very effective arrangement that you just did of that new song. Do you consciously look to Tracy and say, what should we do with this? What kind of instrumentation do you hear on this song, Tracy, that I've just written?
You know, Tracy and I have been working together for 3 years now. And that first CD we made came out in 98, towards the end of 98. At this point, my musical life is so tied up, and my consciousness is so tied up with Tracy, that it's everything I write now, I'm thinking, this is in the voice of Tracy and Dave. Whereas in the old days, before I had the immense good fortune to meet Tracy, in the old days I was just, you know, speaking for myself, you know, in a way. But now I'm always thinking, it's like integral to the composition, you know, and to the words and everything, the whole Tracy presence.
It must be fun, Tracy, to hear one of these new songs and say to yourself, oh, what am I going to do to this one now? How am I going to go ahead and make this sound like I know it can sound?
It's true, it is. Sometimes Dave will come and he'll have a very specific thing, a specific line in mind. For instance, on that song Tanglewood Tree, that violin line was composed, you know, to go with that song. But there's other songs that we do where I'll just sit with a tape, or we'll just be sitting in the living room, and whatever comes out of that is, you know, what ends up being the song. Sometimes we learn our songs on stage. Dave will have a new song, and I'll pick up an instrument, you know, not really knowing which one's going to work, and come up with something on the spot. And a lot of times those arrangements stick. For instance, the first song that we did, Farewell to St. Dolores, we learned on stage at a benefit with Greg Brown that we did. I just picked up the mandolin that night and went for it, and that stuck.
That was really one of those magical times.
It's that pressure, I think. It brings out good things. So. Yeah.
Dave, you brought in one more recording for us to hear today, and appropriately, it's by Bob Dylan, because there are times when the flashing imagery that you use in your tunes reminds me of the same kind of lines that Mr. Dylan would write himself. And you really still enjoy the song Mr. Tambourine Man a lot, probably for that very reason.
Oh, yeah, it's just brilliant. You know, the thing I like about some of those Dylan songs is he had this kind of wandering prophet sort of feel to him, this kind of wandering sage kind of feel. Bob Dylan and Townes Van Zandt and a lot of Joni Mitchell's work, I have to say those three are sort of like the people that I look to. But yeah, that song, Mr. Tambourine Man, I tell you, I'll never get tired of that song. It's got this quality of like repetition, and yet it's always new, and there's like this hypnotic feeling to it, and the some of those lines, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves, let me forget about today until tomorrow. Man, that just sings. I think it's like sympathetic vibrations. I don't see how anybody could hear that and not vibrate back.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped, my hands can't feel to grip, my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way, I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone, it's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
Seventeen years she has been in this world, wide-eyed and wistful, pretty little Mormon girl. And she don't know I'm wicked, and she don't know I'm old. Sweet Jesus, forgive me, but she gets in my soul. 'Cause she believes in the future and the family tree, and she thinks there's a little spark of good left in me. And she comes to my door 'cause she thinks I can bring her the glamorous life of a cowboy singer. I rise from my bed to her hand at the bell. I look like the devil and I'm feeling like hell. But she don't seem to notice, and she steps right inside for to sing me the song that she made up last night. And her voice is shining with the moon and the stars, and she plays so unspoiled on that two-bit guitar, singing love and tomorrow and thank the Redeemer. And I doom and anoint her a cowboy singer. Alone in my room when she leaves me again, I stare at the wall and see death closing in. But I like to imagine I will meet her someday in a land at the end of this lonesome highway, in a fine high country where the best songs are sung and the labels don't care if you're old or you're young. And the Martins are cheaper and the pastures are greener, and all of the angels are cowboy singers. Yes, and all of the angels are cowboy singers.
Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer on River City Folk with their song about a cowboy singer. Dave and Tracy have been my guests today on the program. Fabulous music, and the new album is something I'm looking forward to hearing it. I haven't had a chance to hear it yet myself, but thank you so much for doing the show with us in your hometown of Portland, Oregon. And thanks to Danny O'Hanlon for all of his help in putting these programs together. There is an address where people can write to you, Dave, and get the information about how to get those recordings if they can't find them in their own hometown, and also just to say hello.
Yeah, they can. You can write to us at info@daveandtracy.com, or if you like, just visit the website daveandtracy.com, and that Dave and Tracy is all one big word.
Well, Dave and Tracy, you are going to give us one more song to take us out. This is one of my favorites. This is called When I Go, a title cut from the first album you made together.
Dun and King, I will fly like the falcon when I go. Bear me, my brother, under your wing. I will strike, fell like lightning when I go. I will bellow like the thunder drum, invoke the storm war, a twisting pillar spun of dust and blood up from the prairie floor. I will sweep the foe before me like a gale out on the snow, and the wind will long recount the story, reverence and glory when I go. Spring spirit dancer, nimble and thin, I will leap like coyote when I go. Tireless entrancer, lend me your skin, I will run like the gray wolf when I go. I will climb the rise at daybreak, I will kiss the sky at noon, raise my yearning voice at midnight to my mother in the moon. I will make the lay a long defeat and draw the chorus slow. I'll send this message down the wire and hope that someone wise is listening when I go. Sun comes trumpets from his red house in the east, he will find a standing stone where long I chanted my release. He will send his morning messenger to strike a hammer blow, and I will crumble down uncountable in showers of crimson rubies when I go. Sigh, mournful sister, whisper and turn, I will rattle like dry leaves when I go. Stand in the mist where my fire used to burn, I will camp on the night breeze when I go. And should you glimpse my wandering form out on the borderline between death and resurrection and the council of the pines, do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go.
Thank you.
You've been listening to River City Folk, a production of Nebraska Public Radio with assistance from Great Plains Network. Visit our website for more information at rivercityfolk.com. The program today was recorded and engineered by Danny O'Hanlon at Bungalow 9 Studios in Portland, Oregon. Post-production and mastering by Doug Van Sloan, assisted by Cleet Baker and Carl Gamm at Studio B in Omaha. Many thanks to our underwriters for the distribution of this River City Folk broadcast, Kim Cook and Peter Yarrow. I'm your host, Tom May. Thanks for listening.